Blog Talk Radio.
It's the boss. It gets no better than this.
Name that you.
Swimming and women, champagne sipping, gold in the wet, June in the night. This living is so magnificent. Stop dreaming it.
Sensational style. Probably being shallow, cause she caught me with a smile. Try to figure out my style. Maybe that'll take a minute, but if all we got is time, you can't be academic, so we back to playing tennis. Meaning going back and forth. She the one that I adore, so I try to enter off. Conscience in the beans, concentrating on my cream. I'm the king, make a move, pawns all the way to queens. I'm a don, I'm a boss, I'm a prop, I'm a G. I'm a CEO, which means that I profit off of me. Yeah, all white tees, the rock in my neck ass. Fresh out of flight school, cause I'm fly right here. Yeah, ain't nothing free, I'm charging the breeze ass. It's not on Maybach, really, who the hell cares? My money long, my nigga, my money strong. If you ain't getting money, that mean you done something wrong. And I never phone ahead. All she do is hit a mic. Project bitches, upscale kittens. Fuck her for a minute, the night we count digits. Made back money, so I always had a vision. I would always tell my niggas, but ain't nobody listen. Words work magic, haters wreak havoc. Ain't nothing on my back but the delicates of fabric. I made a transition from the team to the biggest executive Def Jam's ever seen. Leo's dream. John John suit in the S-Dive ring. Sean Don for my crew. Bad hoes in pursuit. Mass pipe on a tube. Gunplay, he a glue. Goon with an attitude. Holla.
Are you there? Hey, y'all. This is Straight Gay Talk. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, today our topic is our first time with the same sex. You know, remembering our first time with the same sex. Hey.
I actually tried to call the one.
I didn't mean to say it ain't boss. Okay, so listen, for you guys who don't know us, Nikki D, Boss, myself, Vera M, we're your hosts. You guys go ahead and introduce yourself.
Coming right at you, live and direct. So we're going to have a topic about your first time with the same sex. Well,
wait a minute. So who is this who called in? Did you have somebody call in? Who is this that's on online? Do you want to acknowledge yourself? Or are you just listening? I don't want to put nobody on blast.
Well, if they call in, they need to be saying something.
We're not going to give them a hard time this time. How about that?
We grown. What happened? I want to know. I'm here. I'm listening.
I'm glad we're tuning in. Thank y'all for everybody that's tuning in. If y'all calling just to listen, that's cool too.
Exactly. So, 208, who are you?
Thank y'all for all the support.
Introduce yourself. I guess not. So anyway, back to what we're talking about. We would like you guys to call in if you can. That would be nice. The phone number is 602-753-3002. Call in if you have anything to say. So what are we going to talk about, y'all? Our first time. Who wants to start off?
I'm going to go first.
Nikki D. Y'all ass talk all the damn time. You talk too much, so.
Okay, well, my first time, actually, I was in the park.
Damn.
I was in the car, and I was kind of experimenting, you know. I wouldn't say.
Okay, so wait a minute. To clarify, everybody, her first time with a woman was in the park. In a car.
A parked car.
Okay.
Yes. And that was my first experience in the parked car. And we was Philly, touchy. It wasn't any, it was more or less just Philly and touchy. We really,
See, you making me more
that
being
the case, then I was doing this when I was little, a little kissy-kissy, little play-play.
About the down and gritty. Fuck all of that kissy-kissy and all that bullshit. I think we all dry-hump the chick or a guy, whoever you're a guy that's missing.
Anybody ever pump pillows? I heard this stuff. I heard that. Pumping pillows and pumping them hard and coming somehow. I mean, I don't know, but... Oh, okay. Let me stay on the subject. Yeah.
Yes. Wait a minute. No, let's go back there because.
if y'all don't know, I'm the wild card. But yeah.
Right.
I didn't get into the deal. Well, I think maybe my second time I tried the deal.
Wait a minute. I want to talk about this pillow thing because that used to be my first love, though, for real.
How y'all gonna down me for doing my little Philly touchy and y'all fucking humping fucking dry ass pillows?
The Philly touchy. Hey, that's cool because
I gave a little head.
Oh,
on the front seat. That was Philly touchy. It was no.
You
what the hell? Little.
Well, my head's not little, but I ain't want to be bragging, you know, and be like, I sucked some shit. I ain't want to do that. Now I have sucked some tongue rings out. I mean, not tongue rings, well, the clit rings. I can take those out. I can take those out with my tongue, trust me.
Without pain?
Sure. Yes.
She's like, sure.
Yeah. You won't even know it's gone until you get up, you know?
So what the fuck do you mean?
Damn.
Have you ever just made a mistake and swallowed one?
No, I don't swallow. I don't swallow.
She said she don't swallow.
No.
So, okay, what you do? Okay, wait a minute. We off the subject, but I just got to know this, though.
No, we're talking about the same thing.
Okay, so the same thing. But no, what I'm saying is this. So you said you don't swallow, right? So what do? You just spit it back
funny.
On
you said
on
when, no, you said when what happened? Have I ever swallowed the tongue, the ring? I said, no. I was being funny. I said, no, I don't swallow.
Oh, okay, because, you know, some people don't swallow.
Well, no, I don't swallow, though.
So you don't want the juices
right.
going down your throat? What?
Right.
You,
well,
either?
You just let the juices go down the ass. Huh?
Oh, no. You're supposed to get it all.
Not these hoes.
Okay.
So every hoe... Not these
You're
hoes.
Not supposed to be fucking all these hoes anyway. You're supposed to be having one
Ooh.
Woman that you can just...
Not,
you know.
Well, not that hoe. Well, not that hoe neither.
Oh,
no, you gotta be...
Yeah.
Okay, so wait.
As long as she thinks so, it's going to be okay, you know? She don't know that. We won't say no name.
Right. and you know, my thing is when they're
so what's your first experience
saying,
over the... Go ahead.
Who are you talking to? Boss, or are you talking to me?
Boss.
Go back to the kissy. Nah, first experience.
Not the humping the pillow. We don't want to hear about you humping on pillows.
When I brought that up, that wasn't my thing. I was just asking.
I mean, but the pillows is awesome. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm just
okay,
saying.
Okay, well, let's go to... Well, how about let's make the topic
well,
just...
Well, you might as well take a shower in and, I mean, really, speed it up.
Mimi?
The shower head is all
for?
That.
How long are you going to pump the pillow for, though?
I mean, that was when I was younger, though. So I got, you know, I experienced the whirlpool, and then I experienced... The shower.
I'm gonna have to try that. I'm gonna try that tonight. Humping the pillow.
Right. I mean,
I was trying to tell you. I was
and
trying to do it.
How you hump the pillow?
So what you do is this is how
yeah,
I do. I take the pillow. Shut up. Fuck you. Okay.
Ooh, I didn't know you would.
Shut up. I would take the because I know you about to go there, Gemini.
Are we calling our signs? I'm just going to
say
right, something.
Gemini.
Anybody listening, who's a Virgo? Any Virgos, please call in right
we
now.
We are awesome. All you Virgos, yes, call in. We have to defend ourselves. We get a bad rep.
Disappearing act. Yeah.
She's too busy dry humping the pillows.
Right, the pillows. Damn it.
Nigga, I said this was a long time ago, like when I was young. Anyway, I still remember how I did it. You would take the pillow, get you a nice pillow, kind of hard, not too soft, because if it's too soft.
Damn, a firm one, okay.
Yeah,
nice,
you know, but
firm.
It's got to be one thick, firm, yeah, fold it up, right?
Okay.
Fold that bitch up.
And then you fold it, you're going to make it.
You hit that
corner?
Know,
yeah, like a crease in it, right?
You know what? You mean sort of like how when you catch your puppy humping on the pillow,
you
and
know
that
what?
Nigga be going
right.
crazy
for real.
Mm-hmm.
I tell my puppies when I used to do it. I was like, I understand what you're going through. I know, you know, you got to get it off, and I know that's the best way to do it. So I never got mad at my dog when they did that.
Somebody really need to call
you.
It's like another person.
Yeah, I mean everybody that call in. Well, I mean people. You know, you can call in, but they didn't hit the play button, so they can listen.
I mean,
you guys can
speak if you want to.
Somebody
who got kids?
We have a question in.
Who is this? 404, Erico 404. Who are you?
Hey, ATL, Lana, what up?
That's me.
What up, though?
Nikki!
Can you hear me? Yeah.
Nikki, baby, hey! My baby.
Hey.
What up, though?
Hey, what's up?
So Nikki,
who
so
do
I
we have?
That's Nikki. Nikki, Miss Nikki. Now,
hey,
Nikki.
Nikki.
You're on the phone. Hey. I think you should tell us about your first time. Who else is here? We'll put somebody on mute. Somebody's loud. Okay.
My first
so
time
was,
doing what?
With a woman. What you mean with what? Same sex. Your
My first
experience
time,
with a woman.
I was like 15 years old.
Oh.
Lived in Florida, a little white girl. My first girlfriend was a white girl named Amber.
Right.
Oh, did you say the name?
All right, yeah. Amber must be the mom.
she was okay. Yeah, she was the mom. That was a long time ago. It was so long ago. That was my
okay.
Time.
So
it was okay.
Tell us about
I was
it.
One
like,
of those
did
people
like
that
it?
Didn't like. Yeah, I liked it. I was more of a, I'm more of a giver than a receiver. So that at least that's how I used to be. So I had to grow out of that.
Right. See, that's
but,
more. Yeah. Everybody be getting over.
What?
I just
came.
No, okay,
said,
so.
You know, oh, no, I'm talking about being a giver. You said you had to get with it, you know.
Yeah. No? I'm just listening.
Okay,
I'm putting you back on mute.
No, I was agreeing with what she was saying. I wanted
her to tell me, like, what was it like, you know, like, if you don't mind. Just share the experience with.
To be honest with you, I can't remember. It was so long ago. That was a long,
well,
long time ago.
I remember my first time, and it was awful. Let me tell you.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, you can't remember it then. Okay.
I think all of ours was a long time ago, but that's just something you can't never forget, though. It's like
well,
having a baby.
Apparently, it wasn't that great for me, so.
I had a baby 20 years ago, but I think.
What?
She said she had her baby 20 years. What'd you say?
Are you laughing at me? Oh,
yes.
You just can't forget that moment. You know, it's a moment you will never forget.
My thing was, let me tell y'all my story since y'all all want to be shy.
It must have been that lame, though. You couldn't remember.
Yeah, I just don't remember. I just don't remember. I can't speak on it.
Nikki D, you would have remembered me. You'd have been telling the story like, oh my God, you know.
No, yeah. Honestly, I don't remember. And I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
After this,
right? I want to talk to you after this too, because I don't understand this right here. You know,
what, that I don't remember.
Okay, so what about the second time? Yeah,
talk about your shit. Yeah. Hell, let's talk about you.
Okay. Let me get off of you because I already
might,
know.
Yeah,
we're talking about.
You might trigger some memories for me over here.
He's a Scorpio, so you know I got to put that stinger
back
in.
Let me go get my horn.
All right, so this okay. Look, y'all playing games. First, my first time experience was horrible.
What was
and
your
the reason
best
why,
time?
No, I want to tell y'all about this horrible experience for people who had horrible experiences, and then was like, I'm not messing with another woman. See, if I wasn't, what the fuck? What was that?
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm putting somebody on mute. Y'all playing. All right. So my first time experience was horrible because she took my clitoris and she sucked it so hard, I swear to God, I thought that you ever was running from somebody and they thought it was good. Well, I don't know if y'all had a bad experience like that, but she thought it was good to her, to me.
So she
sucked
to be the murder.
And I kept trying to push her, and the more I pushed her away, yeah.
Uh-huh. She said,
"Oh
yes."
She all like, "You like that? You like that?" I'm like, I kept pushing her head back, and I'm like, I couldn't talk. My main thing was busting. Why you laughing? My thought was to bust her in the head, right? Because I kept hitting her on her.
So violent.
If somebody doing you, come on now, y'all know the clitoris is sensitive. So if somebody doing y'all like that, and it's your very first experience, and you trying to figure out what the fuck I done got into, and she told
you said it was important.
So you're not a talker. You don't tell people what you need from them.
At that time, I didn't. I was young. I mean, I was
yeah,
like,
you
I think
still,
I
yeah.
was like 12 years old. I
wow.
think I was 12.
Oh,
damn.
Wow. Damn.
Rolled
his
hips.
Okay.
Damn, that was right.
Yeah, exactly. You
no,
and Alexis, girl, you weren't.
No, because no, she was the same age.
Okay.
Who initiated it? That's what I want to know. You tell me who initiated
it,
and I'll tell you whether.
I did.
Oh, did you? So come
I
on, you know, you know
everything.
Well, how did it come to be that you ended up in bed with another 12-year-old? So you got to start in the beginning. You got to work us up.
Come on. Okay, she used to live on my street. Her name was Baby. Oh my God, did I just say her name? Her name was Baby. And she was like, everybody.
Well, trust me, nobody will remember her.
I know, right? What? But it might. Because I got some friends on my page that's been down for a long time. But anyway, so she everybody liked her on the street because she always used to wear these little cute little, you know, the hot little shorts and stuff. She had a nice little body for a 12-year-old. Anyway, she was talking to me and whatever, and I was like, we were supposed to play in house. My mom actually called us, too. My mom called us.
Damn.
But when she caught us, we was just dry humping it in. I was like, shit, she saw that. She ain't say nothing. I'm going to keep going. But,
really?
Uncle with Lil Saint.
Wow.
Okay, fuck me. Let's talk about y'all. Let's go. Let's talk about something else.
No. Why? Whoa. It might go sideways, huh?
Yeah. Look, y'all want to get in all of my information. Y'all want to be vague with y'all. I don't think so. I don't find that fair. Y'all going to make me drink a glass of wine.
Drink?
Well, what the fuck are you doing, boss? See, you know what? Last time when we was on the
reaction. I'm trying to be chill because, you know, once I let loose, it's a wrap.
That's why I'm trying to get you to shut the fuck
I'm trying to Molly come into this right now, you know? Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to Molly come into this before you, because you know the wild card.
I know. Oh my God. Tell us about your first time.
I want to know about the best time.
Okay, we'll get to the best time in a minute, but I want to know about. Okay, let's get to the best time. Forget that first time, boss. Scratch. I don't want boss talking.
I don't think that one works. Ooh, I had a lot of best times. I don't know which one was the best.
Right. Shit.
You know, once
shit,
I became a pro, once I became a pro,
fucking looking at the Empire State Building, that
would
be a good one. Shit.
Okay, then, who is the best sign for you sexually then? How about that?
Who's answering this question?
Everybody.
best good sex sign. And
yes.
Best good sex. For me, I think I gotta go with the Aquarius and the Gemini. Aquemini,
okay.
Oh,
now.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Okay, Nikki D, now you.
Scorpio.
No, not Nikki.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Nikki
L. Sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so it's two Nikki's on here, so I got to call you Nikki L, and then I got Nikki D.
Okay.
So, Nikki D, where did you go?
Oh, I'm here now. Back.
You here now, nigga? Why did you leave? What do you mean?
I had to take a break.
Oh, okay. So, what your best sexual sign? Your compatibility, as far as zodiac sign sexually.
Who? I never thought about that.
What? You don't think about a lot of shit. Did you come up with this topic?
Not zodiac signs. No, before I disappeared, we were talking about our first sign. I mean, our best
sign. I can't believe you disappeared on the show. I'm going to need you, for real, seriously. You're supposed to be listening.
Y'all fire.
To
y'all fire, like Donald Trump say. Fire. Well, I think I am sexually compatible with... I don't know.
Really?
I think it's just a particular sign. I think I'm kind of, you know, Cancers, we kind of can mush with.
Crazy?
As long as you. No, we're not crazy. We kind of.
I beg to differ on that one, but okay.
Hey, Orange Explorer.
Cancers are beautiful people. I know that Gemini wasn't talking.
Yeah. But see, this the thing
what
I have with the
cancer.
Though? Hold on. Well, it may not apply to you, but it might apply to some of your peers. No, I just want to say that. I just want to say cancers. Okay. Just a question. Just a question. Why the lies? Why the manipulation? Why the clinginess? Why do y'all believe y'all going online? I'm gonna stop right there.
I'm gonna have to agree with you on that, Bob.
No, that's not true. Cause I'm not clingy, and I only had one.
That's cool and that's fine. Y'all moody too.
I think all women are moody. Thank you.
The cancer is a certain type of
month. The women are moody.
I'm saying that the cancer is a different type of moody. I understand.
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
That's fine,
like,
you,
they can be talking to them for one.
I got a whole chapter. I'm just gonna close.
People don't understand it. As long as you keep us happy, we're gonna be happy. That's all.
And then I think some people are cheaters too.
Our minds go a little further than other people. You know, some people just had that one track mind.
Don't even try.
All right.
We can't help it if we're different.
She's trying to make her craziness is sophisticated.
Yeah.
Everyone accepts my crazy. You know, that's how I get everything
I
want.
Yeah.
And you know what?
I'm not original, so.
You Geminis, though. You motherfuckers don't know. I don't know.
Every Gemini
I have met has been 1 minute y'all be on them nigga sadness.
Talking about moody.
You know?
Thank you.
That motherfucker flip on you so fast.
This is the thing. Different personalities, different people. This is the thing. And then we all back some shit.
Okay.
And then
that's okay.
Geminis and Virgos.
She was quiet at first. When she first got on the show.
I told you I was going to ease y'all into this. Nah, you know.
You ain't got to ease me. I already know how you are.
I didn't experience you before
as far as radio-wise, and you my friend for over 20 years, nigga. I know. I might not know the depth of it, but I know.
20 of them things. Ooh, wee. Yeah.
Your ass flipped faster than pancakes when they done.
No, ain't no flipping here. You got to keep it real with people. You know, that's what it's about. That's what it is.
For Geminis.
Let me say it again.
Which
Let's
ones
talk
are
about
what?
Them damn Scorpios are.
You know what?
I think honestly. I'm going to go with cancers because you motherfuckers, oh, my goodness.
That's why I closed the chapter because the whole show will be about them. And I ain't ready to shut this shit down right now. So I'm just going to chill. You can take over. I'm not going to say nothing.
What about cancers?
What you mean? Y'all, as far as y'all know,
good person. I really am.
Yeah,
I've
that's
heard
what
that
they
before.
Think.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you about cancers. You want to know about
cancers?
Yeah, please, Nikki, please enlighten us. Nikki L. is going to enlighten us on cancer. Let's go.
Cancers are passionate people. They have high sex drive. They're very opinionated.
They're passionate about themselves.
They're very emotional. They're extremely intelligent. Let me tell you, they wear rose-colored glasses a lot of times. And like she said, if they can make me happy, and that's the thing with cancers, they expect other people to make them happy when no one's going to be happy with them unless they're happy with themselves. We can't make you happy.
Now,
You got to come into the situation already being happy and liking yourself. If they're in a situation where they're not really...
No, I'm saying far as how they keep saying the negative things about a Cancer, as long as we, because we're easy to get along with, is what I'm saying. I don't ask
you
much. So when you piss me off, you done really took me there. It takes a lot for me to get mad. So that's why I say, as long as I'm happy, you done something really fucking stupid if I didn't got pissed
with you. And you go hold a grudge and lose.
Oh, no. You usually kiss Cancer. Like all my friends are Cancers. No, because we done got into it, and they keep them like me. If I get into it with you, I can punch you in your face, or you can punch me. We going to be friends tomorrow, because I don't hold grudges with people.
Okay. So you don't shut a relationship down and over...
You said we will?
Yeah.
Y'all don't. I agree. I agree that y'all don't.
That's another thing with the Cancer.
You can blink the wrong way, I'll put your ass up out of here.
Yeah, that's my point.
I will. I don't ask for much. That's why I don't get bad. I ain't petty. I don't hold grudges. We can have a disagreement or whatever. We're going to be cool the next day.
Hold on. I disagree with that. You don't ask for much shit now. I've been your friend for how long?
I don't have no red bottles. I just want to live happy. Ain't no wrong with shit.
Get your ass out of my... Really? Sorry.
Okay,
but here's the thing is, as long as y'all are happy with what y'all want, it got to be about.
But we're going to make you happy.
Yeah, that's exactly.
But Cancers are happy people. Anything that's in my environment, I want to be happy. That's like, I want my mate to be happy. But
as long as it's going
sometimes
in your direction.
But I want us to be happy. We're going to be comfortable. We're going to always
be happy. Might not be somebody else's happiness, and then once that shit switch.
Yeah, being comfortable, our bills are paid, we getting along, we can sit and laugh and giggle and chill, but when we have our important things to sit and talk about, we can sit and conversate. I'm easy to talk to. Like I said, it's just if you kind of on the silly side, then yeah, we're not going to relate, because I ain't about that bullshit. That ain't never been me. But yeah, everybody, because like a lot of people are silly. That's what motherfuckers just be silly, and they don't understand us. That's what it be.
I know people that's super,
a person that's really mature and can understand us, like, I don't know, like, say, everybody has to grow to get to a certain point to understand certain people, just like me.
Yeah,
it's people that rub me the wrong way, but I learn to accept people the way that they are. You can't change nobody. Mm-hmm. People have to learn to accept you. You know,
I don't care what you say. I love you, right? But if it ain't you, I'm sorry,
you're not an easy person to deal with. Now, don't get it twisted. I just look over it because she catch every little thing, like you said. This one day, I was so mad at you because you said, and I'm like, huh? You know me, I'm a happy-go-lucky person. So when I talk, I just go free.
Virgos will hold a grudge, honey.
I will tell your ass about it.
The male Virgos, they don't hold grudges as much. So much as a female
Virgo. When is your Virgo's birthday?
You don't know
September.
It? Oh, I'm real upset. Oh, her
when
Virgo.
Is birthday? When is the
star,
though?
Star.
When does it start?
Star.
The Virgo?
I'm not sure. She should know.
It's the end of, I forgot. I only know mine. It's end of August all the way up until, I think, September 22nd or something like that.
That's right.
Oh, you said the end of August. Okay. Oh.
Yeah, because I think the Leos go all the way up to the 22nd or 21st or 23rd, something like that.
I think every time
you
go up to 21st. If it's the 21st, you're on the cusp of Leo and Virgo. Anything after that, then you fall into Virgo and so forth and so on for every sign. 21st is every month. If you're born on that month, you're the cusp of whatever that sign would be.
So that could be me. She's moody as fuck.
Who, me?
Yeah. Moody as.
But see, here's the thing. I accept all of that shit. I know I be all fucked up in my head, and I be.
Yeah,
and I don't give a fuck.
All right. There you go. Accept it.
See, that's
right,
that moody shit. So, see what I'm saying?
Yeah, but see, I'm honest about it.
You know,
Gemini
is supposed to be all over. You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna need Nikki L.
But I'm a very passionate person though, and I believe in true friendship. And seriously, I am. And if I feel like you fucking me over, and it shouldn't be like that, you can't come talk to me.
oh, it's going to be an issue. And I feel like I value friendship and familyship a lot. And if we friends and you doing something to me that I feel like you shouldn't be doing, that you should already know as a friend, then I'm going to fucking that up. But other people...
How many
other
friends
people
do you have, Star?
Since 2016, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's not bad. One good friend is all you really need. One or two.
I cut a lot of people off.
I know you do. You don't have a problem with that shit at all.
Mm-mm, I don't.
Do,
yeah.
You're fucking.
But is it justified though?
Is she a witness
in your mind? It's justified.
Fuck you.
She changed her number. The Facebook page disappeared.
Really? Are y'all serious?
Yes.
Oh yeah, she's disappearing.
Wow.
At all of you. She's like shit.
That's extreme.
And I'll be telling. And then
you know how Tupac disappeared. I said, you know how Tupac disappeared.
Yeah. Off the grid.
You be like, shit, pour out a little
off the grid. So you go off the grid, so?
You got to pour out a little liquor because he be gone, you know.
I can't fuck the show right now.
She'll give you time to, she'll warn you or nothing. You know, she just disappear on you. She don't care how you feel. See, that's when you value your friendship. True friends, you don't disappear from them.
I done told
God
y'all. If y'all done did something to me and I feel
I
some
ain't done
type
shit
of way,
to you. See, you would have ran nobody did shit to you.
You
get a certain age, words shouldn't bother you. If I ain't stole shit from you, I have a question.
Star, do you just cut people off and not explain to them what they've done, or do you hold it in and just kind of disappear? There's no type of communication.
So you don't value your friendship with your friends.
Actually, what I do is if you're doing some dumb shit and you shouldn't be doing as a friend, and I peep it, yes, I'm going to cut you off because I don't want to argue with you at that time because I know if I argue with you.
Wait a minute, but that's not fair. I've been
working on that shit, y'all.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
And I explained to Boss and I explained to Nikki D that I apologized to them. I told them I was going, especially when I was going through some shit. I told them
I'm gonna have to run. I gotta make a run. It's been big fun, but Wendy Williams gotta go.
What?
All right, how you doing?
But anyway, honestly, I have done that, but I've been getting better talking to my friends because I'll just shut down and I know how my mouth is and I never wanted to destroy our friendship by just going crazy on them.
I think people don't understand what it is to be a friend. Being a friend is hard work, just like being in any other relationship. Platonic relationships are probably harder to be in, you know. So, I mean, if you're going to be a friend, you want people to be your friend or good friends to you. You have to learn how to be good friends to them also.
Thank you. That's why I said a good friend, me and my best friend, me and her, I could punch her in the face today. Tomorrow we're still going to be friends.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
And that's no matter where we go. No, I'm saying, we have had fights along the way, but we still friends is what I'm saying. I'm being funny saying no matter what we go through, me and her not going to never not talk to each other. That's why I said when you value your friendship, you're not going to walk away from your friend. Not over no word. That means you weren't friends to begin with.
That's the same thing. What you doing
don't bother me. Huh?
Yeah.
But that's different.
Yeah, but that was that different.
But that's a growth.
But when people come back and explain and say, "Hey, I'm sorry, this is what I was going through," you know, if you were a good friend, you would accept that shit. And it's like, okay, well, don't do that shit no more. You have understanding. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay, don't do that shit no more. You hear that? On live fucking television, on live radio, don't you do that.
I thought we already discussed it, but I guess we did.
Okay,
but
okay. So we ending it now, so don't you do that no more. Now back to the pussy.
Exactly.
Nah, who gets some pussy tonight? Who's getting it in tonight?
Wait, who's getting pussy tonight?
Who got some red pussy? Wow. It's a twin right now, you know, too. Hey. Okay, shit, y'all, because y'all just putting me to sleep. Now, wake it up now.
Fuck you.
You want the first caller that calls in with pussy, finger in the pussy. I'm just bullshit. You know I got to be silly. But no.
Yeah, if your pussy is just wet for no reason, go to the doctor. I'm sorry. Anyway,
No, that's a good thing. That's not unless it got an odor to it, but that's when you go to the doctor. Now, if you just sitting there, you know, some people naturally, oh, my God, let's speak of natural.
Not all
wood.
The time. That's some
okay.
Nasty shit.
Woo! Ring the alarm like Beyonce.
Have you ever ate some slimy pussy before?
You've had a squirter.
Yeah, you have any of y'all ever had a slimy? Oh, squirter. Yes, I had that.
Ooh. Well, that's what I'm saying.
She was a stud, too. And she would always be like,
now, you know what, now, that's what I'm talking about. Because you weren't even supposed to know if she squirted. See, back to the originality.
Back to, I want to talk about why these studs be acting like they don't want to get down and like they don't want that girl to go down on them. That right there.
My friend told me, back in the, this is new generation stud shit.
No, that was back
that's
in the day,
I
mean. Girl.
No, they wasn't new what I hear. My friend, an old bitch. And she said this stuff
that
she's been going on
for a long time.
Older than you. You ain't older than
you. Okay, you can't talk to a Karen. You can't tell them your experience,
well,
you know, because, yeah.
No,
because
I'm trying to explain to you and you telling me your age. I said an old Karen, an old chick. I ain't talking about your age.
That's where that
but
shit came from back in the day. Them motherfuckers said, don't touch me.
Yeah, that's
touch
what I'm saying.
Me.
They didn't let you do that. But these
yeah,
ones now, like. Oh, you can't. Oh, so we misunderstood each other, though. But now
yeah,
they letting
right.
you fuck. Now they trying to get
and
pregnant.
I actually like that, though. What you mean?
No,
she's still a woman?
You can't play a nigga half of the day, and then later on you're going to act like a bitch. That ain't going to work. That ain't working with me. You confusing the fuck
out of me. I agree.
We both going to need counseling after this relationship. Now, you just, you know.
She's not a real dude, though. I disagree with you on that one. Cause I
that's what
threw
me off of my
high.
Friend. Girl, I tried this. I couldn't do it. That's what my friend, I had to let her leave after a couple of days. I said, this bitch, first of all day I was thinking she was a nigga. And we laid in the bed together. Your titty's bigger than mine. I said, oh, no.
See, you know what? That kind of mindset right there.
Them big ass slump titties, honey, ain't bigger than mine, and you was the dude all
so,
day.
So you need to be one of those studs that identifies as a dude, right?
You better play nigga all day, tape it down. I don't want to see no titties,
no blood either. No, you better not have a minstrel either. You better not come on your feet.
No, you can have one. No. Just be real private with it. You better say, I want to see that dick. You can put the high lows you had the pad. I want to see the dick.
I can't do it.
I want to see that before the pad if you're going to walk around like you my dude all day. I don't see
none
of that. No bras. You better have sports bras, back braces and shit.
Did you say back brace?
Yeah. You just came in from working a motherfucking construction job. Other than that, you start bleeding and shit. I'm going over Tina house. Shit.
The real film, huh?
Mm-hmm. Because you playing. You confusing me today. You know,
okay,
those are ones that probably want to get the change and they can't afford
that's,
it.
That, you know what? That might be why some of them chicks they be fucking with kind of backslide and start fucking with niggas again. Like, bitch, you've been walking around here acting like Buck all week. And you going to
get said Buck.
You've been walking with Buck all week. You know, bitch, I'm confused. You know I'm stupid. I'm just fucking with y'all.
I think I'm probably going to make somebody mad when I say this. Some of these studs, but I really, or some of these women, I really believe that, you know, because back in the day when I was younger, I still was messing with guys. So when I dated studs, it was just like, you know, oh, I'm getting the best of both worlds. I really believe bisexual women date studs. Because
okay.
They got that.
Yeah, I think they do too, Tessa.
I tried it because I got bored.
With women?
stud.
You got what? You got what?
I'm just trying to. I said, bitch, I ain't never let a nigga tell me what to do.
She talking about stud.
Yeah, I tried it. She tried to. She no. I said, I'll be damned if this bitch tried to hit me. That'll be the next thing.
Yeah, I can't see me. My philosophy is this: I love women, period. But my thing is, if I'm gonna be with a woman, I'm gonna be with a woman. I don't want to be with a woman that tries to act just like a man. That's not what I'm here for.
Yeah, because I do that enough for myself.
You know.
That's why I act like a nigga too. I'm feminine with it, you know.
So, well, my first time, Beyonce. She was a stud. Did you just say you can go from Beyonce to what?
To Jay-Z real quick. I can flip shit. Oh, look. Oh, shit. Let me go. Nikki D got to catch the dispensary before they close.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. You
I'm
know,
trying to write. Are we on the air? Yes, we are, and I'm letting them know.
Okay.
I'm silly as hell. I want to give a shout out to my puppy. He turned one today, y'all. I want to give a shout out to Roscoe.
I want to give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to the puppy too. Hey, can you? Okay,
yeah.
So look, I thought you said you wanted
to
get a puppy.
Hello.
Okay,
hello?
So back anyway. You know what? Okay, so the calls are dropping here. Anyway, back to us. Because let's get on this right here because I got two calls that dropped here. And I want to know this from you, boss. So what is it that when you – have you ever been with a female that's a stud or of dominant nature?
Nope.
Never.
Because that's – because I didn't lack – I didn't, like, want that. I was always with – I always wanted film. Like femme fatale, nothing like me. I liked it the opposite. I didn't like nobody trying to dominate it in a stud way.
Why is that, though?
No, I just, I really didn't. I mean, but I liked the sexual, feminine dominance. You get what I'm saying?
So you mean
like,
tell
nothing
me
like
that.
Me.
Okay, so speaking on behalf of all you studs, because since you were stud, what is it that with you motherfuckers with that whole... You know, you can't eat the box.
No, no, hold on. Hey, I'm older now, see? When I was all eating the shit up now, doing all this? No, that motherfucker gets attention. No, it's good. But see, this is the problem. Some studs might say they don't like it because y'all don't know how to do the shit. Now, if you know how to do it, then, I mean, why not? See?
Well, I guess.
Fortunately,
I
got somebody that, hey, knows how to do it. And does it good every time. See,
oh, wow.
That's the
really?
Thing. You got these motherfuckers, yeah. But you know what, though? You got these motherfuckers out there that get with them, you know what I'm saying? And they probably get that done and stuff like that, too. But they don't. Let me just tell you this. Some of these films, they don't know what the fuck they doing. Let me just keep shit all real. Y'all don't know what the fuck y'all doing. Y'all just be able to put your little mouth on something. Hold on.
Not
all y'all.
Okay.
Yeah, see? Yeah, see, that's the Gemini in me. Nah, like I'm saying, some of y'all do that. Y'all act like, now the ones that know what y'all doing, do that shit. Do it. Love y'all. Kisses to you.
But it has to be. Because a lot of you motherfuckers will say do that shit, and then it'd be like every once a month.
No. I don't know. Not to the ones that don't let you do it on the anniversary and you made them scream, that's good for them. Good for that. But, birthdays and anniversaries, you got birthdays and anniversaries, studs. You got, hey, sometimes when I'm drunk, studs, you got, hey, bitch, eat this month, you know, all that type of shit, studs. But I'm just saying, oh, sorry, didn't mean to disrespect. But,
fuck that, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I forgot. Uncensored, uncut. This is what we do.
Yeah, because this ain't
but,
seen it over. Fuck it.
Let me say it again.
It's 18 and older, so fuck it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Really.
So,
yeah,
my thing, okay, so. Right. Shout out to everybody that is listening. But my thing is this.
Yeah,
when I used to date studs, my whole problem was the fact that we in a relationship and it's always, you know, I'm the dominant one. You know, basically do what I say. I don't like that type of shit. And then I used to always get with the ones who were basically, no, you can't touch me. Don't suck on my titties. No, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't touch me here. And it used to be like, okay, am I bad or something? It used to give me a complex. And I know, like, if you ladies are with studs and you like doing that, you like being intimate with your stud and you want to kiss and touch and on her body. We're supposed to be talking about our first time, but anyway. And she constantly keeps telling you, no, you're going to develop some type of, you're going to be like, okay, I got a complex because when I did it, you didn't like it. What's up? You know, what's going on? Why you don't want me to do it?
Right.
Can you teach me? You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's your first time doing it. You're like, can you teach me how to do it? You know, teach me how you like it. And some studs be having too much pride. It's like, no, nigga, you can't be doing that. Suck my strap. Suck my dick. No, motherfucker.
Whoa. Yeah.
What do you get off of that? I don't understand. I never understood that.
No. Yeah, you know, I'm just going to say, because I can't sit up here, because it might be studs listening right now, and I can understand maybe why in the past, you know, or studs that do it now, but I don't, you know, I really don't do it or have it done. But for them, it can be mental, it can be some other stuff, whatever the case may be. But, you know, I mean, I don't do it, but, hey, you know, to each day, you know, y'all do what y'all do. You know, lesbians, period, I think we have all types of ways to get to have the sex, to feel the sex, it's a lot of connectivity, you know, especially when you with a real good lesbian that allows it, you know what I'm saying? So,
especially if it's your first time.
Yeah, I mean, it can be first time where, you know, over time where you get to know yourself. You get to know yourself and you're like, you know, damn, I really know what the fuck I want now. And then when you get with somebody and y'all bring the best out of each other, sexual and
true,
all that shit.
True.
I mean, that'd be some shit. That'd be some fire right there, though.
Especially when y'all like, God. Exactly. And that passion is there. Y'all feel each other. And it's
Right.
Where you been all my life?
Right. Hell yeah. Especially when you're choking her. So it's like, you know, hey.
Exactly. Oh. That's the shit right now. That's one thing I can say that I did like about the studs. When I did let them dominate me and the whole choking and all that shit and the
it's
belt
like,
and
like,
all
like
that stuff.
Right. It's like y'all come home hard on the choke.
What's the scream again? Do it again.
Well, I'd be like, ah! Like, damn, bitch.
Okay, look, this is a test show. Let's get off this air because I got to go cook and amongst
right.
other things and get ready for work tomorrow. So all the other people jumped off. I guess they just said, fuck us, you motherfuckers. If y'all listening and when y'all listen to this shit again, I'm giving y'all two motherfucking middle fingers up, Nikki L and Nikki D. I love y'all, though, but it's a fuck you, I love you type of fingering.
Oh, fingering. All right.
Two middle fingers, right?
All right.
Anyway,
you
guys, we'll be. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm all over talking to you. Go ahead, boss.
Well, it's okay. We'll work these kinks out. You know what I'm saying? You know.
This
I mean,
is a test
I'm you
run,
know.
Y'all.
Yeah.
We'll get
all
it
right.
together, though. Anyway, we'll be back next Tuesday. We'll be more together because this was something that I was going to cancel and do Sunday.
Right. If you got any old shows on there?
Yeah, some old shows on here. So listen to our old shows. Y'all can listen. Go and like that Straight Gay Talk Facebook page. And I really kind of miss my friend Diamond Moreau. I really miss that bitch. it. You know what I'm saying? That's my nigga, but, you know, she acting all strange and deranged these days. But, so we'll talk to you guys next Tuesday at 7:30. And our topic next Tuesday, I mean, will be any fucking thing we want to talk about. How about that? Because I don't really believe in topics because we always stray off of that shit. And I don't think we should have a topic.
Right. Because, see, when I did it, it's just like, you start off with it, but then it's like we all going to other stuff and we're just talking about, you know, we talk about whatever comes to your mind, whatever you call me, call in with, whatever that, you know, because sometimes it's things that, you know, we might not even be addressing and somebody want to talk about it. So if y'all want to call in and talk about whatever was going on your mind, and if you want to put somebody on blast, y'all can definitely do that.
Yeah.
So
we all about petty. We like pettiness.
Yeah. We're going to have the petty 10. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Petty 10 come. Yeah, we're going to have the petty 10 where callers can come in for 10 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And 10, you know, we're going to take the most callers we can. 10 minutes, you know, you got to, that's, put them on blast. That's it.
You can be anonymous. You don't have to say anything. But listen here. And then at the end of our show, we're going to have a saying at the end of the day. That's where I think we're going to start. And I think we just started. Now, my first thing, at the end of the day, if bitches don't like you and they get mad at you, this is something personal. This is an insider. And you blocking bitches on Facebook and unfriending their ass and them motherfuckers get mad at you because you done blocked and unfriending their ass and want to send you nasty-ass text messages and shit. And you just be like, bitch, why you mad? You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, hoe. I blocked you for a motherfucking reason.
All right. Did you just let
okay,
go?
So, and then, right, at the end of the day, bitch, you blocked and you deleted. And there you go.
Shit, I mean, damn. I mean, really, and at the end of the day, shit, you mad or not? I mean, I don't know.
Big, at the end of the day, are you big mad or little mad?
Shit. Sound like big mad.
Well, it can't
you big
be shit,
Mac
you
mad?
Super mad.
Really, right. You Big Mac mad? I mean, what's up?
So shout out to everybody in Detroit. Shout out to Michigan. Shout out to all you clubs out there. Y'all guys hanging out for Tyreen.
Yeah.
I'm saying her name right. Williams party on the 23rd. It's going to be at Club Coyotes, y'all.
All right,
Club
now.
Thursdays, y'all.
All right. Shout
free
out
promotion
to
y'all.
Shout
for
y'all.
I told y'all I was going to do it, but I ain't doing it no more.
Yeah. Hey.
I'm just playing.
Shout out to all the fans that wear sexy thongs.
Right. Shout out to all you studs who embrace their feminine side. Yeah. Yeah.
Just shout out
and
to y'all.
Let y'all girl eat the box.
Eat it. Some say shit. Fuck her face off and then get up like, woo. Oh.
Like, bitch, you did that.
Right. You did that. You know what? Pull her up and make her give you a high five and say, I mean, you know, I told y'all, get me to talking. I'm trying to be tame now. I'm only giving y'all peace, but y'all can get the
pull
the next time. Yeah, high five. Really.
And shout out to all the sons who let their women strap up on them.
Whoa. Shout out to y'all. I mean, if that's what
shout
y'all like,
y'all.
That's what y'all like.
Don't be afraid to embrace that shit. Let her hit your G-spot.
I don't necessarily do that. And if you do, I mean, do it. Get the best out this sex shit.
I'm going to need you to try that. I'm going to need you to let your girl try that one day.
Who? No, we don't do that. We don't do that because, you know, the boss don't like the penetration, okay? Boss don't like this penetration, okay? I mean, boss loves these lips, these soft lips, and the lickable lick tongue. But boss don't like the penetration. Because if it happens, I'm gonna feel like I got raped. Then I'm going to be done with you women.
Really?
Yeah.
So what you going to do, go to men?
No. Then I just said, I'm going to feel like I got raped. No.
I mean, you said you done with women, so what's your next bet? You just going to be solo dolo?
Shit, solo dolo, smacking into myself. Shit, what you want me to do? I mean, shit, I'm only human. I got to get it. I mean,
okay,
really, you got to jack off. You got to feel good. Make yourself feel good. Shout out to all the fans and studs that make themselves feel good, especially
yes.
when they got a woman.
Yes.
Hold on. Especially when they got a woman in the same motherfucking house, and then she bullshitting. And then you fuck around and bust 2 to 3 on the watching Pornhub, and you're like, you know what?
And that could have been you. You could have had
then,
that.
Huh?
Right.
Right. Okay. That's shit. That's shit. Right. Yeah, petty as hell. But shout out to y'all. Shout out, yeah. And shout out
yeah,
to the films sorry. And the stud that's, hey, that fuck faces. Fuck them. Okay, I'm just saying. Shout out to the films that were that ride the strap back.
Don't hold back.
Love y'all.
Don't hold back.
Love y'all. Yeah, and you know,
you can
that,
you can
all
even
all
talk that
shit
in a deep tone. Ooh, bitch, get this shit. Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
yeah. Yeah.
You can even say yes, yeah, suck this dick, even though she eating your pussy. I'm just saying. Y'all probably
ooh.
Do that anyway.
Yeah.
Right?
Because, say that again. Say that again. Oh,
y'all probably
does do that.
Yes,
yeah, does, yeah. I mean, no, suck no, it. No, no. I mean, shit, no. Okay. No, no, it's like, really, come on now, get it. This shit feeling good, no?
Fuck that. Surprise,
really,
y'all
want
to go
why
in ultra fem mode.
Well, okay, shout out to y'all still to do that, because I know she couldn't be talking to me. But, yes, please.
I am talking to you. I want you to have some different experiences for 2016. I want you
no,
to
no,
set a
no,
rhythm.
No, 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 the different ones are coming, but it's not that. No, not doing that. Not doing that. Sorry, okay?
Wait, I'm just saying, you know, evolve. We supposed to evolve as humans.
No, and that's on every level.
I've already
evolved as a lesbian stud, or you can just say plain lesbian. When I came into this game, I was a giver. I was giving head. I was really hooking y'all motherfuckers up. Then I realized I was the one getting played. Bitch! Now, where we going with this right now?
I can't deal with
you know what? I have to hold back, see? Because I have to hold back.
I could never understand how a motherfucker be like, I just give. What else do you do? You don't.
No, I mean, then I met somebody that just couldn't keep their hands off of me, and I'm like, you know what, just... Really, I had to break down. I'm like, you know what? Go ahead. Take it.
I salute her.
Take it. Yeah, and I do too, because she's a good one. But, you know, it's all good, and, you know, hey.
So basically what you're saying is a stud need that right woman to come in and just break that ass down.
Right, because y'all little scraggly motherfuckers walking around here on that board.
Hold on, don't
really.
Y'all.
I mean, well, you know what? I had to turn into that nigga that would say that. See, that's the Gemini in me. But, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You got these, I'm just saying, though. You know, really, you be just tussling around, rolling in the bed with these women. They ain't about nothing.
Fuck pillow princesses and shit. Fuck that. Get your ass up and stop being lazy. I said I can't stand pillow princesses either. Stop being motherfuckers.
Just sitting back, and then after you get up, these motherfuckers really fold their legs together and roll over.
Right.
What the fuck you doing?
Or get up and stretch.
Oh.
And stretch, like, oh, yeah, thanks.
Get up and stretch and want to really go wash your pussy or do whatever.
Exactly.
No, that's not about it.
That shit ain't hot.
This? Exactly.
Okay, so.
You gotta want to get your lips wet in this game, okay?
Exactly. What the fuck you calling yourself a lesbian for? You just curious if you're just trying to get eight.
Yeah, oh, you know what? And let me just address y'all fake. Yeah, the fake one. You know what I'm the little fakey. Right, they just jump in the game like shit.
I just trying to get my
attention.
Box eight. Right.
Yeah, like, whoa, okay. But really, but you ain't trying to let a nigga see what that mouth do. See, that's crazy, you know? You're right.
That's what
she did. Mm-hmm. And
that'll
be the last text. That'll be the last check. Because ain't nothing going to come back through.
I'm asking off the bat. What don't you do, motherfucker? I don't need to know what you do. I want to know what you don't do. How about that?
And this what you do when they hit them with some shit that you don't even like. What they about to say? What they you don't like the answer? You say, look, you make it sound so neutral. You like, oh, okay, right. And then you give them this fake reassurance, like what they were saying was all right. Okay, oh, I understand. You hit them with that part. Oh, I understand. Especially when you know this shit whack as hell. Yeah. You gotta do that.
And then damn well you ain't calling their ass back no more. Like, yeah.
The conversation is really over, and then somehow the phone is gonna mysteriously hang up, and then that's it.
Okay. And somehow you're going to always go to voicemail. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, exactly. And then you might be blocked in the phone, so the call might not go through. So you just got to, it's the way that you deal with these women out here. Just tell me y'all, you know? And that's, you
for
know,
and then what's up with the ones that just do the bumping and grinding? I never understood them. That was back in the day, though, when I was like 18. I ran to a couple of chicks that only like bumping and grinding. What?
And then really, we exchanging now. Shit is real.
It's real.
And at this day and time, I'm sorry, y'all, it's not happening.
If you're going to bump the ground, with the clothes on. What? No clothes off. Unless y'all, I don't even fucking know about that. I don't care about that bumping and grinding anyway, because...
Right, because really, that ain't really...
I was with a bony girl, and she tore my shit up. I was hurt for days.
And see, that's
all
what I'm saying. Was she younger than you?
Yeah, she was younger than me, but it don't make no sense to be, you know... It was like, where is... Fuck the age.
Oh, shit.
Why the fuck is this feel like you got a boulder? Feel like a ton of rocks, sharp edges and shit just busting
wide open.
And I'm
not trying to shit on skinny girls, but sometimes I want to say this. They probably might get mad, but don't get mad, y'all. But some of them, the pussy be skinny. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know. I'm just saying, y'all be skinny, the pussy be skinny.
It be some big girls with skinny coochies too, though.
I ain't never ran into them. I have. You know, with the fatties, you got casserole pussy, you got meatloaf pussy.
Hold on.
Fatties.
What?
Oh, hold on. What's going on now?
What the fuck is a casserole pussy?
Nice and creamy, baby. Oh. What you know?
You got to explain deeper. No, I never heard of casserole.
Well, that's cool.
I mean, so that's casserole, fine. When you say a casserole, you know how I am visually, like, in my mind, I like to visualize everything. So you saying casserole, I'm thinking about tuna casserole, right? Because it's cooch, it's a pussy. And I'm thinking about some noodles and shit in there. And...
And that would be you.
So that shit don't sound appetizing to me.
No.
You said casserole. No.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you got all types out there. You know, but that bony, hard-ass pussy, sorry, can't do it.
Go ahead.
Oh, no.
No, go ahead with the question.
Well, just another little question. I'm gonna say that. But I just got a question. Another question. Should you like a shave box or a Richard Pryor box?
What the fuck? You tell me all that? No.
Yeah.
So
yeah. That Burt Reynolds shit.
No, we ain't looking. I'm not trying to do no. I'm not trying to do no pushing the bushes back and trying to go in and find.
You for what? No, I've always told these you know who I dated. Look, if you want this, you want your little shit, your box eating uncontrollably. Keep this motherfucker shaving. I gotta be able to go in and get in and be all over. See,
you
wanna
trying
have
to floss their
fucking
teeth. Why you?
Right.
How you trying to
really
get me to floss my teeth down there?
Right, and then after I'm done and shit, it's a hair in the back of the throat, and I'm like, what?
Yeah,
what
you
happened?
Like?
Right, where did I go? Really, we're not about to do that.
Yeah.
And I have fur balls from eating
okay
fucking hairy ass bushes. Whoa.
Oh, did you roll one up? Oh, I'm all ghetto with it. Did you roll one up? I'm trying to. You already know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah.
Well, I think everybody does. Yeah. You know,
shut
hey
up.
Shout out to everybody that smokes pot and loves it. Yeah. But
shout out to my stoner.
Shout out. Yeah, shout out to all the
that's the best
out there.
When you got your, when you getting your smoke on and your drink on and you getting some head at the same time, that's like the best ever.
Yeah, like, yeah. I mean, I just wanted to have a question. Has anybody ever got head while smoking a blunt? Best shit ever. Try it.
For real. And just laying there and just, you know, you might forget the ashes dropping on you and shit, but you know,
yeah,
take
you
it
might
like
forget all that.
You might burn yourself
like
a little bit with us.
Really, and then when it's getting all good, you dragging in the blunt and shit, you moving back with it, you like, oh, and
right,
then you try
right,
to blend,
right,
breathe the smoke in, next thing you know, you're getting high, and then you like, oh, sorry.
Let me tell you a trick, though.
What you
do is, when it's getting too deep for you and you feel like you can't, you know, take it and you're about to get ready to bust a nut, stop her if she's a smoker and be like, hit this. Even though it's going to be juicy all around the blunt because she, you know, the juices from you, it's okay.
Exactly.
It's your stuff.
Yeah.
It's your shit.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm a firm believer if you can't taste your own shit, then nobody else should be tasting your shit. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Yeah.
So, but anyway, y'all, it's been real. Thank you guys for listening. I appreciate the listening. And we both do. And we about to get up out of here.
Yes, I appreciate y'all and tune in. I guess this is every Sunday. Tune in.
Oh, yeah, we're doing Sundays. That's right. I forgot we're going to change to Sundays. So
yeah,
Sundays,
we're
going to
change to Sunday. Yeah, Sunday.
What time?
And,
at
6? I promise y'all it'll be better, you know, whatever. You know, I got to let the unleash. Shout out to all y'all. Shout out to the film studs. You know, studs, though, next, y'all going to have to call in and represent for sure.
Yeah, it will be better. We just did this on a whim right quick because we wasn't even together. I was supposed to have shit together, and I lacked at that area, so my bad. But I'm about to play some music, and we're about to hop the fuck off of here, and we'll talk to you guys Sunday at 6 p.m., not this fucking Sunday.
Oh, shit, to be continued. Drop it.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all, walk up. Y'all ain't expect me to do this one. I see
watch
you, boy.
It's turning
to
a chip
got
on these
bands. I started this shit.
It's the remix.
I got my billions up.
Yeah.
With them white folks. Now I don't give a fuck. Cause I'm richer than them white folks. Lamborghini truck. Y'all ain't even seen it yet. Bought me Teterboro just a bitty bopping. I'm hustling out of Harlem. Paulie Castellano. Bitch, I am a problem. I just bought the Delano. Pimping in my combo. Just come in combos. Pictures of Christopher on my wall, all in my condo. I don't. All I touch is J-Lo. All I drink is my shit. Ciroc by the caseload. Movies is my next. 2 mil on my necklace. Bad boy, 80 million
motherfuckers. I fucked my money up. I bought another Rolls Royce to pick my homies up. My top back like old boy. Step your game up. You riding, hold on, I switched the game up.
One stack, that's for the whole zone. That's 36 to 36. I think I'm Nino. I think I'm Scarface. I'm Al Pacino, flipping my Lucino, painted my new Benzo, took my red lobster, I can't feed no friends, though. I'm on my high horse, Jews I rock, I die for, cause the shit that I bought, shoot your ass, that's my fault. I'm on this asphalt, money making be the thing, I'm on my last row, them choppers always do the thing.
Yeah, oh, they do it,
hey,
oh, they do it.
Money up.
Damn.
Now I can't re-up, ran up in his spot, just to get my stats up, now I'm back on deck,
damn.
So shout it, what the f*** you want, heard he talking sh**, but this ain't what the f*** you want, lock my CEO up,
damn.
Now it's back to we can talk his sh**, bruh, hang him by the rope up, hit him with the chopper, call that sh**, hot llama, call me Waka Flocka, a.k.a. Young Wilder, a.k.a. Yo got in the trap all night with the stats on the floor, watch keep order with it. Ship it to the left and he ship it to the right. So us the brick boys got it all night. He lame, they ain't got no fight. Kick in my dough, we gon' shoot it out all night.
I stack my money up. Rich squad, we so G'd up. I'm count cash in my office, sipping coffee with my feet up. Haters sending threats like they won't be, but they know they don't. Me Flocka at the dealership, I told them, get what the f*** you want. They locked my homeboy Vern up, 1999 for murder. Now me claiming zone 6 that I ain't never heard of. Hit you with the carving, but why when I got shooters? You heard Gucci was locked up, but that was just a rumor. Got plus I got power for you schnauzers. You wanna find me, I-20 to Eastern Long Coast. I send my female shooters that rock a bye, baby. 1070 shouted in my hood, we got them at them.
Gucci.
Yeah. Oh, they do it.
Hey,
oh, they do it.
Hey,
oh, they do it.